Unit 21, Wealth and Social Classes. The country of Cambodia faced widespread economic and social problems during the 1970s, some of which had carried on into the present day. An oppressive government once ran all aspects of the economy and regulated trade both internationally and domestically for many years. The first social issue that the government dealt with was the nobility. Nobility and royal family that were still alive after the fall of the ruling governmental party. The government set up harsh rules that stripped these elites of all their wealth and power, leaving them with almost nothing to live off of. Some of the elites had a great deal of affluence over the greater population in the society. They spoke out on behalf of those who were losing power and called for the government to be dismantled. Dismantled so that Cambodia could be restored to prosper once again. However, these voices were quickly silenced when government officials threw them into jail. Governmental leaders worked to set up a large working class that would provide for the rest of the country. They got rid of all intellectuals, elites, and opponents of the government to combat all aspects of resistance. In this society, a person did not have the luxury of free speech because if they spoke out, they would be killed. All farmers who once received monetary benefits from the government were stripped of these quickly. These people depended on such privileges to compete with international markets, and by losing them, all farmers in Cambodia were launched into poverty virtually overnight. The government felt that it was fair since they provided assets to replace currency to the farmers, such as food and shelter. The problem was that it was not nearly enough to support normal life, and under the harsh rule of the Cambodian government, the country became one of the most impoverished nations on earth. While this was going on, party officials accumulated a great deal of wealth from the elites that they stole from. Their total income per year was hundreds of times greater than those that they were sending off to farm in the countryside. The good news was that this rule did not last forever. Once out of power, the old government disappeared to make room for democracy. This led to an exponential increase in the average income for all Cambodians. With time, this great country will surely be restored to its former prestige in the modern age.